Nityananda. Welcome to the Nityananda Podcast, Life Solutions on the Go.
Wake up to the responsibility. You wake up to life. I tell you, each petal in your Anandaganda is an eight-petal lotus. Each petal opens up with new powers when you take the responsibility. Sahasrara is 1,000-petal lotus. Each petal opens up when you enrich others and yourself. Go on enriching. Go on taking responsibility. Go on enriching and go on taking responsibility. Even when you fight with your enemy, if you are out of completion fighting, you are only enriching him with right lessons. Listen. Out of completion, even when you fight with your enemy, you are enriching him with the right lessons he need to learn. Out of incompletion, even if you are teaching, you are only trying to create some more mental slaves for you, ideological slaves for you. I mean, if you are cognizing it, even the most sacred thing like a teaching should not be done out of incompletion. Out of completion, even the most scary things like a fighting will be only teaching a right lesson to the enemy. Even fighting can become teaching if you are incompletion. If you are in incompletion, even teaching will become a fighting. A Seattle guys, first thing you need to do, all of you, sit and do completion. Then you become new being. All of you start, this is the first instruction, Guruvak, completion. From today, declare you are complete and do completion from all your old patterns. Self-fulfilling negative prophecies, complete all of them. I can see each one of you guys shining. I can see you guys doing it. Wake up to your responsibilities. Jagrut ho jaiye. Dhyan se suniye. जब आप जिम्मेदारी को उठाते हैं, आप जीवन जीने लगते हैं. When you take up responsibility, you begin living life. I tell you, Seattle guys, when you sit with this responsibility in your Anandaganda, you will see your Kundalini awakens and sends a strong wave to the cosmos, and your word changes the world. Whole Ramakrishna mission was founded in a building which has no foundation, with 12 young boys who are beggars in the street. Whole monthly income of the Ramakrishna mission for first 7 years is 10 rupees. It may be equivalent to 10,000 now. 10,000 rupee, 10 people have, 12 people have to live. Young guys with their clothes, food. They had one full-size dhoti, two towels and 12 lion cloths. Whoever goes out will wear the dhoti. If a woman devotees come to the monastery, people who talk to the women devotees will wear the towel, and all other 10 will be sitting inside the room. That is the way Ramakrishna Mission was founded, started. If you see that, we have more resources externally and internally, because Ramakrishna was not physically alive when Ramakrishna Mission was started. I am physically alive, sitting, living, still kicking around. Responsibility is the energy in which your life flowers, blooms. Responsibility is the lotus on which this pita is sitting. Only if you learn to think with 4 tattvas, you will learn to be in no mind space. You will experience non-thinking space, not before. First, learn to think in these 4 tattvas as reality. Responsibility is the energy on which your life flowers. Zimmedari hai, wo shakti hai, jiske aadhar par aapka jeevan vikashit hota hai. Zimmedari hi wo shakti hai, jiske aadhar par aapka jeevan vikashit hota hai. Vikashit hota hai. Responsibility is the energy on which your life flowers. ध्यान से सुनिए, जिम्मेदारी ही वो शक्ति है जिसके आधार पर आपका जीवन विकसित होता है. I tell you, sit with impossible possibility space, what I call responsibility. Responsibility means the space where impossibilities become possibility. That is when the miracle powers are at your disposal, start expressing through you. I tell you, now each one of you who are vibrating with this responsibility in your heart, you will start expressing miracle powers like Vak Siddhi, materializing, awakening your Kundalini and others' Kundalini, enriching yours and others with these tattvas. Responsibility is the space where the impossible becomes possible. Zimmedari wo sthiti hai, jisme asambhav sambhav ho jata hai. जिम्मेदारी हो स्थिति है जिसमें असंभव संभव हो जाता है. जागृत हो, ध्यान से सुनिए. जागृत हो जाइए. वेकअप टू द कॉल ऑफ your heart's responsibility. How many of you have felt authentically in your life, even once, the joy of taking huge responsibility? I tell you, that is Nityananda. Make that eternally in your heart, you are a Nityananda. आपके हृदय के जिम्मेदारी के पुकार को सुनिए. आपके हृदय के जिम्मेदारी की पुकार को सुनिए. लिसन टू द कॉल ऑफ रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी ऑफ योर हार्ट. Remember, this season is Puranatva season. Continuously do completion so that your irresponsible patterns die down, wither away. Responsibility starts happening. Wake up to the responsibility. Every Sangha should do this collective responsibility meeting within this Puranatva Ritu till Guru Purnima. Before the Guru Purnima, you should do collective responsibility meeting. After the completion, or even if you have done the collective responsibility meeting, you should continue the completion. All the Sangha should do completion and collective responsibility meetings. ध्यान से सुनिए, लगातार स्मरण कीजिए कि ये पूर्णत्व का ऋतु है. रिमेंबर, दिस इज द सीजन ऑफ पूर्णत्व. लगातार पूर्णत्व स्थिति को अपने अंदर जागृत कीजिए. Awaken the state of completion in you continuously. I tell you guys, Seattle guys, by this declaration and completion, you guys have already become Kali, Durga. Now simply Lakshmi and Saraswati will support you. It will simply happen. Because whenever Durga happens, Lakshmi and Saraswati rush there to support Durga's mission. Kali's mission. You guys have now showed the power. Now simply Kali and Saraswati, Durga, Lakshmi and Saraswati will be there to support you guys. Gosh. Even I feel something which I can't even grasp is happening. I can say very clearly, with integrity and authenticity, responsibility and enriching, Seattle Sangha has declared all this declaration with integrity, authenticity, responsibility and enriching. They have not declared with a lack of integrity or inauthenticity. Let us tell now, later on, who is there, what is there. No, no inauthenticity. They did it with authenticity. That is why I am seeing, I am also responding with so much of power of authenticity. That is why it is provoking, awakening so much of power of authenticity in me. I tell you guys, now even your lack of integrity, inauthenticity, whatever is there, everything now will be imbibed, absorbed into your authenticity and integrity. It is like a all the unnecessary things also will become the manure for the banyan tree you guys are growing. Atma is sending a reminder, that I will talk on Vrajahoma today. I am telling you, I am doing Vrajahoma now. I am not just talking on Vrajahoma, because burning each one of your incompletions and irresponsibility is the Vrajahoma. Viraja vibhapma bhuya saggum swaha means all the unnecessary dirt which are in me be burnt away. Viraja vibhapma bhuya saggum swaha antaratma me sudyantam. Let my inner space become pure. Bahuratma me sudyantam. The life happening to me outside of me also become pure. Understand, you don't have only antaratma, means life is not happening to you only inside. It is happening to you outside also. That is why the Upanishad Rishi is putting two words. Otherwise, he could have just put Atma me sudyantam. No. Or antaratma me sudyantam. No. He says, antaratma me sudyantam, bahuratma me sudyantam, jyotiraham viraja vibhapma bhuya saggum swaha. Because life is happening to you inside and outside both. If life is not happening to you inside, it is depression. If life is not happening to you outside, it is inefficiency. If the life is happening to you inside, it is responsibility. If the life is happening to you outside, it is success. Understand? You cannot say, life happens to me inside but not outside. No. Be very clear. Only if your life happens outside also, only then life is happening inside also. Whoever is saying life is happening to me inside but not outside are called pseudo-Vedantis. Whoever says life is happening for me inside and outside also, then you belong to the Nityananda Sampradaya. Some teaching group says life happens only outside. There is nothing called inside. I completely differ. Life happens to you inside and outside. If you think it is only outside, not inside, you don't know inside. If you think it is only inside, not outside, you don't know outside. Life happens inside and outside both. Toronto is also going to have the collective responsibility Sangha meeting on March 3rd. Sangha Chaitanya Jagrata meeting. Understand? This is the name for the meeting. Sangha Chaitanya Jagrata meeting. So Sangha Chaitanya Jagrata Melanam. Collective responsibility meeting. Every conflict inside you, outside you, should be solved only with these four tattvas. These four tattvas are the fire in which the viraja happens to you. Free of impurities. Viraja means V plus Raja. Viraja means free of impurities. Only when you offer yourself into the fire of these four tattvas, Vedagni, Jnanagni, you become Viraja, the free of impurities. I always used to feel I should initiate 100 people into sannyas at one batch. Now I think my dream is going to be fulfilled. My vision is going to be fulfilled. I think this Shivaratri we will be doing for 100 people. Krama Brahmacharyan, Naishthika Brahmacharyan, Sannyas all put together. 100 people. There is no difference between Naishthika Brahmacharya and Sannyasa. It is one and the same. Krama Brahmacharya and Sannyas all put together. I think I will be initiating at least 100. The Viraja Homa, at least 100 will go through. I always wanted that. At least 100 people going through Viraja Homa, standing up with the courage of authenticity as they are bone marrow. Sweetness of enriching as their skin glow. Integrity as their inner software. Responsibility as their muscles. Completion as their blood flow. Commitment to the Guru and the Sangha as their breathing energy. With this one declaration, whatever may be the conflicts inside and outside, you will resolve only with these four tattvas. And you will not give up on you. You will never give up on you living these four tattvas. Aapke andar aur bahar jo bhi sangharsh hai, keval in char tattvon se suljhaiye. Aapke andar aur bahar jo bhi sangharsh hai, keval in char tattvon se suljhaiye. There is nothing which can't be solved with these four tattvas. We will use nothing else to solve any conflicts other than these four tattvas. The celebration of sannyas is going to be the uniqueness of this Shivaratri. One nice thing, I am going to continue to be here doing inner awakening after the sannyas initiation also. So every morning you guys will be having satsangs, and every day you guys get to see and celebrate, continue to celebrate. So the option is open now for all who have done BB. In Ramakrishna Mission, the big suspense will be whether barber calls you or not. See, Ramakrishna Mission, in the headquarters, they have a barber who's staying there for years, like a generation. Actually, his grandfather shaved for Vivekananda. His son and the grandson is now in the ashram, in the mud. So, the day before the sannyas, you see, sannyas initiation is done in Ramakrishna Mission, third day of Shivaratri. Third day of Shivaratri will be the Ramakrishna's birthday. As per the Tithi, in Bengali calendar, as per Tithi they celebrate. So the third day of Shivaratri, they will be giving sannyas. So the second day, the barber will call, he has become part of the Sangha, so part of the Sangha, the list of the candidates who are chosen for sannyas, the list will be given to him, he will call them one by one. So the 2 days is market, because he has to shave. And that he has to make the shika just few hairs, because while you are offering that shika into the fire, barber will not be around you. You have to just pluck it and offer. So usually when you have shika, there will be lot of a good size, visible size shika. He will reduce that shika into few hairs which you can pluck by your hand. So that ceremony, it is like a ritual. For that, the barber will be calling one by one. So all the training center brahmacharis will be just looking at his face with the suspense. There will not be any other formal declaration or meeting, nothing. Just that barber will call you. Maharaj, I have to shave your head. So that is the most suspense 2 days. From the day of Shivaratri, especially whoever has applied for sannyas, they will all have to fast for 11 days. You guys are already doing enough of Nirahara Samyama, your whole life has become Nirahara, so you don't need to worry about it. For them, they drink only Ganga water, nothing else. And last 2 days, they don't even drink that. From Shivaratri day, even water is not allowed. But you guys just do Nirahara, that's enough. You guys are already doing everything. And for us, the tailor is going to be the suspense breaker. Your clothes stitched. Of course, after Varajahoma, you go through some more initiations and rituals to complete the whole sannyas ceremony. Now I'll do the Varajahoma. Then, after a few days, when you guys completely enter into a space of non-prayaschitta four tattvas, living as satyas. Understand? The space where they become satyas, where you are not needed to do any prayaschitta, means you don't fall out of those satyas. Then I'll do some more initiations and the rituals and complete. I wanted to do each of the rituals along with your transformation, not as a ritual, but as spiritual. Any ritual done with authenticity, integrity, responsibility and enriching, it is spiritual. Anything spiritual done with lack of integrity and inauthenticity, irresponsibility and selfishness, it is ritual. Four tattvas make ritual to spiritual. Lack of four tattvas make spiritual to ritual. Life means continuously practicing these four tattvas with excitement, not allowing you to settle down with this okay pattern. You should settle down only with four tattvas. Sometimes you may think, no, four tattvas. No, I need a vacation. Vacation is settling with four tattvas. Not settling is the confusion. Job. You go to office and you don't settle with four tattvas. When you settle with four tattvas, you take vacation. That's the truth. Live these four tattvas and enrich the universe. When you live these four tattvas, your job is also enriching. Your breathing is enriching. Anything you do is enriching. Don't do anything other than enriching. Whatever you do should be directly enriching. Even if you are maintaining ashram, it should be enriching. If you are doing a job in Microsoft, it should be enriching people. You may get paid to take care of your family, your responsibilities, but you should be aiming at only enriching.
You've been listening to the Nithyananda podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. Stay tuned for more life solutions on the go. If you have any questions or comments, please write us at radio@nithyananda.org. If you're interested in the Ultimate Kundalini Awakening Meditation Retreat, please log on to www.innerawakening.org or call 1-800-265-3386. Nithyanandam.